coming up now to 15 minutes to 11 o'clock. You're listening to The Daily here on 2SCR 107.3 on that FM dial. Nelson Scott with you. That was Folk Bitch Trio with Foreign Bird. Isn't that a beautiful song? That really did something for me. As did the one before that, Cogra by Meteor Infant. Jerome, Kate Le Bon, the song before that. And it is that time on a Wednesday where we like to talk about lower grade sports on what's a very, very big week in the Australian sporting landscape generally. And of course, we intro it with this.
Your sports team is vastly inferior.
Yes, that's Weird Al Yankovic with the sports song, and it is time for the sports segment. We do that with producer Marco, who's in the studio. How are you, my friend?
Great, Nelson. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, man. Of course, Radiothon, you wouldn't have done the segment last week.
No. I was going to introduce it this week because we're back.
We are back, baby. We are so back on a big week in the first grade sports too, with the NRL Grand Final on Sunday.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens there. I hope Brisbane can get the job done.
Yeah, I'm going for the Broncos too. And I never thought I'd say that. It's just we've seen so many years of Melbourne dominance. It'd be nice to see another team.
Yeah, 2006, you remember that time?
That's actually one of the first grand finals that I remember, showing my age here. But yeah, I remember I was in the Gold Coast, my family for that. It was a great, great time of life. We also have, of course, the sports football going on, the Australian Championship. This is second division. What's happening here?
Well, this is a new format, new competition starting next week. So I'm going to give an introduction this week, because so that way the Australian Championship, as Nelson mentioned before, it's the second division, get to the A-League, and we'll see eventually in a few years' time if what Nicola Pozzo has said 2 weeks ago on 2SCR, that there will be promotion relegation if this happens. And Ooh. It's a round-robin competition for a few weeks. 16 teams involved, so there's a group stage of from Group A to D to the top two events, and they do a round-robin to get to the grand final.
Yes. Okay, that sounds fun. So which clubs are involved?
So we have Avenue FC from Melbourne, a team in Perth called Bayswater City, Newcastle's team, Broadmeadow Magic, Canberra, Croatia in Canberra, a team in Melbourne called Helenberg United, Preston Lions, and South Melbourne, one of the old traditional clubs.
Marconi.
Yeah, Marconi's back as well, so we'll get there. Team as well in Sydney, Brisbane Club, Melton City, Escala.
Yeah, Martin City, yeah.
Northern Eagle Metro Stars in Adelaide. Ooh, that's interesting. And yeah. Hobart team from Tasmania.
Oh, wow. You don't see many of those.
South Hobart.
So we'll be able to watch this on what has long been the home of football in this country, SBS.
Correct.
Well,
yes.
Looking forward to talking about that. And I should mention too that on lower grade sports, we often talk about the New South Wales Cup Rugby League. This Sunday, before the NRL Grand Final at 1:20 p.m, the winner of the New South Wales Cup, which was the New Zealand Warriors, obviously not from New South Wales, but they compete there, will be playing the winner of the Queensland Cup, which was the Burley Bears. So that's going to be 1:20 p.m. Grand Final day. Go the Warriors, go up the Waz in that particular fixture.
Yeah.
And it is getting warm, Marco, so that means we're getting close to cricket season. The Sheffield Shield, that'll be starting soon, I imagine.
It'll
What's
be
happening?
Starting in a couple of days, so it's going to come thick and fast. And
oh,
it's
bad.
A double round robin competition with six states involved, including our state, New South Wales.
Oh, great. So that'll be a good way as well to see who's looking good ahead of what's going to be a big, big summer of cricket this year. Marco, thank you for your time as always. I know you say you're going for the Broncos, but who's your tip in the grand final? What do you think the score is going to be?
I hope Broncos can win 20-12 against Melbourne.
So you think 20-12 score?
Yep.
Broncos?
Yes.
I'm going for the Broncos, but I'm going to go 24-10 Melbourne.
Uh-huh.
That's what I would tip, but I've got a few. Like, I want the Broncos to win. But that's just what I think it's going to happen.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you, Marco. 12 minutes now to 11 o'clock. This is Anika.